And local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
And the newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. They're open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. Come visit the Chicken House for great fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. They're also open Mondays and Tuesdays for carry-out only from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. The Chicken House wants to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you. The Opie Chicken House in Opie. KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Friday morning at 7:29, 75 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Strong City Mayor Lydia Simmons, and we're going to preview the city's 150th anniversary celebration coming up next month. Lydia, good morning.
Good morning, and happy Friday.
Happy Friday. How are you today?
Oh, pretty good.
Outstanding. Well, the city is about set to celebrate its 150th anniversary, the sesquicentennial, and it sounds like you have a date set and you've got some activities that are set here for the big day.
Yes, we actually have a full weekend. So Friday, August 27th, we will have our birthday celebration. We'll be having a live band in front of our depot, which is our city hall. The band is actually called the Ultimate 80s Experience 3.0, and
nice.
They're out of Topeka, and they will be coming and setting up a stage and lights and sound. It'll be Friday night, 8 to 11, and that's free, a free concert that we'll be having food vendors and drink vendors. Bring your lawn chair and come and hang out and listen to some great music. So. Then, Saturday is kind of an annual thing. We didn't get to have it last year, but Parkapalooza, which is an awesome event, that we have at our park that has been newly renovated, and it's a fundraiser for our new splash pad that we're hoping to have done next spring, just in time for summertime, so...
Yeah, great cause there. And the park really looks nice now, doesn't it?
It's awesome. And you know, not even locals love it, but also visitors love it, too. So it's really fun.
Good deal. Lydia, let's talk a little bit about, I guess, some of the planning and how long the planning has been going on here for the 150th anniversary celebration.
Well, to be honest with you, it was kind of brought to my attention that... back in the day, so I think my husband and some of his family said in the 80s, they had like Strong City Days where they had bands and fun things to do. And we thought that would be a great way to, thank our residents for sticking with us during the last year or so. And we've had some projects going on, and we just thought it'd be a fun way to thank everybody for getting through. The last few years. So,
150th anniversary next month, Strong City. Where are you at now on the theater renovation? How's that project going?
Oh, that's going great. So we actually got the new old sign, the renovated sign hung up. It was actually on Rodeo Weekend, so the first week of June, and it is lit every night, and it's super awesome. It's that old Uptown sign that used to hang there, and they are working on getting doors and windows on the front side, and it's going really awesome.
You'd mentioned here, kind of having an event like this in part as a really a thank you and maybe a reward for sticking with Strong City. How has life been in Strong City over the last 15 to 18 months, especially with COVID in the picture?
It's been different, but everybody in this community really sticks together, and they did what they needed to do to stay safe and to keep everybody safe. And I think we're finally, hopefully, on the upswing, and things will get back to normal soon.
So what is the approximate population of Strong City right now?
it's just under 500.
Okay.
Which is really awesome, and it's growing. And we're kind of on a shortage of houses, and I think that's general for everywhere right now. So
yeah, if you said you had a house for sale, I think people would be knocking on doors shortly.
Oh, totally, they would, or they even come knock on doors. Hey, I'll buy your house.
Even if it's not on the market. Hey, Lydia, I wanted to ask you your perspective on what makes Strong City a special place to live and a special place to visit.
Oh, it's just the people. The people are so friendly, and they're so welcoming, and it's beautiful. I mean, the hills and just the landscaping and just the community itself. It's just amazing, and I don't think there's anywhere like it. So,
all right, Lydia, one more time. You want to invite the area to partake in Strong City's 150th anniversary celebration. Give us the dates again.
August 27th is the concert night, 8 to 11. It's a free concert. Just bring your lawn chair. And then Saturday the 28th is Parkapalooza, and I do believe that starts at 4 for the kiddos. There'll be bounce houses and a bunch of activities.
Good deal. Well, Lydia, keep us posted here. We'll be covering that here next month, but keep us posted here on some of the run-up leading up to that big 150th anniversary celebration. Thanks for your time here today.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Strong City Mayor Lydia Simmons joining us on our primetime Newsmaker this morning. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segments, if you're looking to next week, the only date we have left is Friday the 6th. So call us if you want that date, 342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. Don't forget that Monday's Newsmaker at 7:15 will be joined by Care Packages for the Troops longtime organizer Diane Tebbets. There are changes to the organization coming soon, and we'll detail those coming up Monday.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by the Opie Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Opie Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Opie Chicken House. KVOE Live in local sunshine, 75 degrees. Good morning. It is 7:35. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next.
Looking to get painting done but don't know who to call? Well, just call the folks at Justice Painting. They are your one-stop shop for all your painting needs. Offering professional painting services of interior